Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Dent.
And I'm Jen.
We are so close to the end of season three of One Tree Hill. We can see it. We can see the end. Season three, episode 21, Over the Hills and Far Away. Obviously a Led Zeppelin song.
Yes.
Obviously to anyone who has parents of our age.
I mean, I also actively listen to Led Zeppelin, so.
But I feel like that's become, like, semi because of when we grew up. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Are the kids these days listening to Zeppelin?
I feel like, I mean, they might have come back around already. So, like, maybe.
Okay.
But I feel like there's definitely a chunk in there that wouldn't know.
Right.
But who knows? Oh, man. All right. We ended the last episode as I violently flip the page because it ended with Jenny calling Peyton mama.
Mm-hmm.
And then a montage of all of Peyton's friends. And then Peyton telling Jake that they should get married.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yep. Well, and we begin our episode with Peyton driving in her car.
Yeah.
And Jake's doing, like, a voiceover.
Yeah.
About, like, fairy tale.
Yes. That ends up going the entire episode.
Yes, it does. Like, in little...
Yeah.
Moments.
Yeah.
And Peyton's car breaks down.
Of course.
As it does.
Of course.
And then we flip back to, obviously Peyton has left Jake's. This is clearly what's happening.
Yes.
So we go back to the two of them, like, right after she's asked him to marry her, basically.
I feel like I did not have that little bit of her driving and the car breaking down.
Oh, weird.
I definitely don't have it in my notes. As you were saying it, I was like, did this happen?
Oh, that's so weird. No, that's fully how my episode opens. It's Peyton driving in the car. Jake starts the voiceover about the fairy tale.
Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
That's
absolute possibility. Because of the time that I was, when I was watching it, I was obviously not even multitasking, just multi-doing. Anyways, mm-hmm. We cut back to then him being like, wait, what?
Yes, and she's basically like, what? It worked for Nathan and Haley. Yeah,
it's true. It really did.
Yeah. Cut to Haley trying to get into her apartment.
Yeah.
And Brooke is, like, working on her dress, and she's like, you're not allowed to see it. Like, can't see it till it's done. It's going to be a surprise. You need to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, Haley sits down for a minute, and Brooke starts asking her about the first time Nathan proposed, and she's got, like, a little audio recorder thingy.
Yeah.
Not her phone.
No. Because, yeah. They're taking pictures on their phones, but we're not quite there yet.
No. But even if they could do both, they certainly didn't have the storage for that kind of... oh my god. Complete tangent, but I was watching an episode of Bones the other day.
Amazing.
Like, one of the older ones.
Yeah.
And they were looking at video footage, and Angela was like, it was taken on somebody's phone, so, like, the quality is really bad. And I was like, I love how that's not even a given anymore. That...
Yeah.
Anyway. Just made me think of that. So anyway, Brooke is recording Haley telling her about when Nathan first proposed.
Yeah.
She clearly has ulterior motives for this.
Yes.
And when she's done, Brooke's like, cool story, but the dress isn't ready, so leave.
Yeah. Bye. But that's when we learn that Lucas is going to be back soon, and that there's some sort of rehearsal dinner, but it's a surprise party. Which all sounds like a nightmare to me. About,
like, yeah, how she hates surprises. And Brooke's like, you'll like these ones, I promise.
Yeah.
I also hate surprises.
Oh, hard pass.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Rachel stops by Trick.
Yep.
Talk to Deb. Because she's trying to still get in touch with Cooper.
I just realized, like, in this moment that clearly she was going there to talk to Deb, to ask about 100%. Cooper.
Yes, 100%.
But in the moment, I didn't really think about it, and it was just more like, what is she doing there? But it was clearly the exact mission.
Oh, yeah, no, she was looking for Deb.
But I'm just like, still, whatever. This whole thing is understandable, but also, like, awkward and, like, cringy and just like, oh.
Yeah. So she's looking for Cooper, and Deb's basically like, you're not going to find him. No. He left. He's not talking to you on purpose. Like, well, you were not going to hear from him.
Well, and it's super awkward because she's like, well, can you just, like, get a message to him? Tell him that his girlfriend stopped by. And Deb's like, no. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah, Deb's like, this is not going to happen.
Are you his girlfriend? Ooh, awkward.
Well, and then, because Rachel's all like, oh, well, did he tell you that he slept with me after he found out how old I was? And Deb was like, yeah. And he said he regrets it. And you're like, ugh.
Oh, barf or Reno's. And mostly just because, like, I think it's
we do actually get to find out that he's nearly 30.
Yes. Yeah,
so
we get that.
So he's probably, like, 28, 29.
Yeah, so we know it's over 10 years for sure.
Yeah.
But it's still just the, like, because Rachel falls back into that, like, sort of, like, Rachel sexy, snotty, mm-hmm. like, well, did he tell you that, you know, like, as if trying to, like, win the thing. And you're just like, this is not, you're not winning. This is not.
Oh. Yeah.
Any who's it's.
Yeah. Then we go to Haley and Brooke. Haley is blindfolded for the dress reveal. And so, like, I guess Brooke has dressed her.
Yeah, right.
Because Haley's wearing the dress. Anyway, yeah. She pulls the blindfold off. And it's,
Haley's speechless.
Yep. There's a lot of, like, taffeta? No. Tulle. That's what I'm thinking of. There's a lot of tulle. There's some a little, like, jacket thing.
Yeah, like it was weirdly, like, it was kind of, like,
collar.
It was, like, busty, but then it had, like, a bolero jacket. Yeah. So it was, like, this weird open but covered, but, like,
it's very not Haley.
And that's what it was, is that, because, like, the whole time, because you could tell right away that Haley is, like,
oh, yeah. Like, dislike. She's not speechless because she loves it. She's speechless because she's horrified.
Yeah. And, like, Brooke's obviously, like, so excited. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like you don't fully see it because, like, it didn't look that bad. In my head, it was more just that, like, it didn't look like what Haley wanted.
Right.
But I feel like I just also didn't get a really good, like, look at it in general. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah. But then Haley's just like, I don't know what to say. And, like, starts crying.
Oh, my God. But then that's when Brooke is like, thank you for letting me be your maid of honor. And you're like, oh, God, this is worse.
Yeah. It's bad. Oh, boy. Then we go back to Peyton and Jake.
Yeah. Well, and of course, because, like, so the fairy tale that Jake is voicing over reading mm-hmm. is, you know, about, like, a princess and the boy. So it's sort of tying into, like, Nathan and Haley and, like, getting married, but then also, like, clearly Peyton and, like, it's just sort of, like, tying into everyone and, like,
yeah.
fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Boys are stupid. Anyways.
But, yeah, they're just, you know, she's like, I love you. I love Jenny. Maybe that's enough. And he's like, only in fairy tales. And but then Jake says something about, like, you know, you can't get inside my head like this because I might just say yes.
Yeah.
It looks like it's all going to be good.
And then they kiss.
Yeah.
And, like, so, like, the way that this goes, I can't. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
I can't believe we talked about forgot how this happened.
Like,
this was the only part of this I remembered.
I had no idea. Even as it was happening, I was like, this is what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're not quite there yet. First, Haley is still in her dress.
Yeah.
Examining herself in the mirror. And Nathan walks in the apartment. He's like, whoa.
Well, it's cute because he's like, I know I'm not supposed to like see you in your dress, and Haley's like, this is not my dress.
Well, and Nathan's so cute too then, because he's like, I don't know, like maybe you should wear it anyway, because like Brooke worked really hard on it, and she's gonna be crushed if you don't wear it. Like, but Haley's like, I'm not wearing this dress.
No.
But then he gets a call, and it's Peyton calling because her car is broken down.
Yeah.
And I thought he invited Haley along, and she was like, okay, sure, but then she doesn't end up going, so I can't remember exactly what happened there.
Well, because she says something about, yes, but, like, she needs to go to the cafe to make money, so I think, because I got confused about that, too, because she definitely says, like, yes, but I think it was more he's driving her to the cafe for her shift.
Oh,
while then he goes on to pick up Peyton. But it is very, very much not made clear.
No, I literally thought he was like, I literally thought she was going to accompany him on the way to pick up Peyton.
That's what it sounded like.
Okay.
But there was some sort of like very muffly thrown away something about, you know, money for a new dress, the cafe.
Right.
But she does say she's going to go with him. But that's when I was like, okay, maybe he was
maybe
just
he just meant
chauffeuring.
Like, yes. Okay, I understand now. Then we cut to Karen and Lucas in the car driving home because they're coming back. And I guess, like, I don't know, he's thinking about Brooke, and then they just start talking about colleges because apparently that was where they ended up going on their road trip, was to look at some colleges, which, you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
And
I just have thoughts on things. Sorry, continue.
Is this where...
This is where it starts, because she says, okay, so you don't have basketball anymore, so what's your next dream?
Right. But that's all we get for this.
That's all we get here.
Okay, okay.
Because then eventually later we get his real dream, and I'm like, that's not a dream.
Anyway, in the meantime,
yeah,
Peyton's with her car. The tow truck shows up. And the guy driving is Marcus from the tutor center during the whole
situation.
Yeah, hostage situation.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't realize that, but like he asks how her leg is doing, and she's like,
yeah.
I hate that everybody knows this, but he's like, oh, yeah, no, I was in the tutor center. And I was like, oh, this guy. Because he was the one who was kind of being.
Yeah, I recognized him right away. But yeah, he was. Yeah, it was the guy who was processing things differently than everyone else.
Yes. Anyway, they just talk a little bit about, like, you know, how that day, like, really screwed him up. And he's dropped. Does he say he's dropped out of school at this point?
No.
No, that, okay.
That's because, like, Nathan shows up and then they talk.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, this is this. Then this is when we, because Nathan arrives and Marcus asks him to help, like, rig up the car to the tow truck. And Peyton says, I'm going to, like, go get some fresh air, like, whatever. And
get some fresh air outside where we are.
Or clear head or some kind of crap like that. but Nathan asked her, like, why didn't you call, like, Brooke or, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, that's when we flash back, because why didn't Peyton call Brooke? And then we get this scene. Which is when I find out what's happening. And in giant underlined capital letters, I wrote, fuck this.
Yeah, I knew this was coming this whole time. So anyway, she wakes up. Jake is, like, not in bed, and he's kind of just off to the side. And she's like, you okay? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, he's looking out the window broodingly.
Yeah, very Lucas move. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. And he says something like, he's like, you talk in your sleep. It's all very dramatic. She's like, so?
Then he says, like, you need to go home, like, this isn't okay, like, blah, blah. And she's like, whoa. And you're just like, what's happening?
Yep. And we find out that in her sleep, she said, I love you. And she's like, okay, that's not bad. And he's like, you said, I love you, Lucas.
Oh my god.
Imagine having Jake right there and loving Lucas instead.
Right? Choices. Choices.
Yep.
Over it, over it, over it.
Yep. Then we go to Dan being a creeper, as per usual.
Yes.
Although this time, at least he gets called out for it. Like, Haley literally, so he's like standing across from the cafe, just watching the cafe, I guess, and Haley comes out and she's like, listen, you need to leave and stop just standing here. You've been here for hours and you're starting to creep out some of the customers.
Well, yeah, because she says, like, Karen's not here. Like,
yeah. She's like, Karen's not here, Deb's not here. Like, you need to go. And then he says something about, like, oh, like, I'm happy for you and Nathan are doing your vows and blah, 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 pass along my best wishes or whatever. And that's when she's like, I'm not buying this. Like, whatever this is, I'm not buying it.
Well, then he kind of goes into some sort of, like, thing, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as he reaches his potential, like, it doesn't matter who got him there. Like, just make sure that he reaches his potential. So then you're kind of like, wait, are you being a D-bag again? And only caring about basketball? Or, like... Because then that other time, you know, he was all, like, being really nice to Nathan and Haley and, like, so happy for you guys. And you're like, oh, wait, is he turning a corner? But then here it's, like, a little bit of both again. I don't know.
Yeah, because he also says that he's glad she's protective of him. So, yes. Like, I don't know. It's all very weird.
I know.
Anyway, I just was excited that somebody finally called him out on being the creepiest creeper to ever creep.
Yes. And also then just like, I'm not buying this.
Yes.
Like, it was both things. Stop creeping. Because he's always creeping.
He's always creeping.
Oh my goodness.
This is their mayor, who would like to remind everybody.
I know, like, this is an entire different show. The creepy mayor, like, that's a different show.
Right? Oh. Episode of Bones? Right. Anyway. Oh, we have a brief scene of Rachel leaving a message for Cooper.
Yeah.
And then she, like, throws her phone across the room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, remember when you could just, like, safely toss your phone? Like, chuck it fully across the room and be fairly confident that it was going to be fine?
And now they're made with actual, like, military-grade helicopter glass. And they remotely, like, drop an inch onto a giant pillow. And you're like, oh, God!
Right. She doesn't throw it lightly either. Like, she chucks it against the wall.
Well, and, like, it hits, like, there's a little table with stuff. Like, at the very least, she damaged something.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Haley comes back to the apartment. And Brooke is like, okay, I know I said I was done with your dress, but I have an idea. And it involves feathers. And Haley's like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So she's like, listen. I love you so much for making the dress. I know you worked really hard on it. She's like, but it's not. And she says it like really tactfully too. She's like, it's not really me.
Yes.
But Brooke is very upset. She gets real mad. And then they just like start throwing insults at each other.
Well, because like, Brooke starts off with being like, okay, so like, I'm gonna add some feathers. And like Haley had said, like she's like, I just kind of want something simple. And Brooke's like, well, now you're saying that it's bad. She's like, you want to add feathers.
Well, right, like...
But then, yeah, because, oh my god, that's when Brooke is like, you could just wear that stupid hat and your poncho.
Haley's never gonna live down that poncho.
No. Well, and then, like, so then they're, like, going back and forth, and then one of them says something about, like, oh, then I think Brooke says, like, there's, you know, a sale at Slut Barn, and then, like, Haley's like, well, of course you would know, and you're just like, oh, God.
Yep. It's not great. So, Brooke storms out. Everyone's mad. I guess Peyton gets home, because she, like, lays down on her bed.
Yeah.
And we get another flashback, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes, of Peyton telling Jake that during the, when she was in the library, when they were in the library and she was bleeding out, she told Lucas that she loved him.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Because then, like, he's mad, and she's like, whoa, 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 like, I was, like, bleeding out, like, I thought I was dying, but then that's when he, this whole thing between the two of them, like, I don't know, I was very torn, because, like, Jake's right.
Yes,
but, like,
Jake
is
correct.
I want them to be together, like, Peyton wants them to be together. He brings up something about, like, you know, like, Haley has Nathan, Brooke has Lucas. He talks about how, like, you'd mention how your dad's gone, like, you just lost your other mom, like, what if, and, of course, Peyton's like, no, like, they're my best friends, like, they spend a lot of time with their boyfriends, like, this isn't about, and he's just saying, like, I get it, like, you're alone, but then he's like, but what if Brooke wasn't with Lucas, and you're like, oh, that's a good question, Jake, but don't ask. Mm-hmm. Can't we just, like...
Yeah.
Oh, can't we just not?
Well, basically, he's like, I get that you want a family.
Well, yeah, and then we quickly flash back because then Brooke shows up to be mad at Haley to talk to, like, Peyton about being mad with Haley. And then she was like, oh my God, how was your weekend with Pete? And Peyton was like, actually, I went to see Jake. So, of course, Brooke's like, oh my God. And then she's like, no. And then, yeah, this is, I kind of was also jumping the gun there.
Crying, right?
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah, that, and that was really my fault. I jumped the gun. But, like, this is where then he said, like, I get it. Like, Jenny just called you mama. Like, you lost yours. Your dad's gone. Like, you want a family. And Peyton's like, no, I want this family. And you're just like, oh, I just want to hug both of you.
Yeah. But basically, like, I mean, he says, like, he has to be sure. Like, yeah. He doesn't want to get hurt again and lose her again. But also... You know, people fall into things all the time and then marriages fall apart and he has to think not just of himself, but of Jenny as well. So, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So that's upsetting. And then we cut to Haley going at a punching bag in the apartment. Like, going at it.
Yeah.
And Nathan's like, anyone I know? Which is when she's like, well, I talked to Brooke about the dress, and Nathan's like, ooh.
Yeah.
But then they have, like, a pretty good conversation about, like, Marcus and Dan.
Yeah.
Because he says that he was talking to Marcus, and that's actually really funny because Haley makes some comment about, like, who's the bigger jerk, basically, like, Marcus or Dan, and Nathan's like, I don't know, like, I think Marcus is actually, like, trying to change, and, you know, he was like, I'm thinking of inviting him, and Haley's like, Dan? Nathan's like, no, Marcus. They're so cute.
Well, because she also has a little moment, too, about just, like, when Nathan says, like, I think Marcus is kind of trying to change, and then she was like, oh, I was actually almost going to say the same thing about Dan, and you're just like, what's happening here? What's happening? Like, he for sure ends up in a jumpsuit, right? Like,
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Like, that sounds very familiar to me.
Right? Like, seeing him in the orange jumpsuit, like, that just seems so familiar.
Yeah. But then they also have a cute little thing where she's, like, they're trying to pick their first dance song, and she's, like, has it narrowed it down to 3 songs, so Nathan says that he'll pick one and then surprise her on the day.
Ugh. These two being cute just make me want
to
barf, but, like,
they're
in the best way.
They're so adorable. Yeah.
And because she just kind of, like, you know, playfully, like, rubs his face, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Yeah.
And then we go to Lucas and Karen.
Okay. Okay. So, they're trying to have... I just can't. They're trying to have this, like, big conversation about his dreams, because, like, he doesn't have basketball anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, never really seemed to truly be his dream, TBH.
I mean, yeah, that is true.
But then he's just like, literature. I want to go to UNC and study literature. And I'm like, okay? Because at first, when he said literature, I was like, oh, he's going to say that he, like, wants to be an author or something. But no. Because even Karen's like, ooh, you're going to be an author? And he's kind of like, oh, I don't know. Like, but so he just wants
Spoiler alert, that is what happens.
Right? Which is why I thought, like, oh, where this is going to start leading. But it doesn't. And, like, you, like, don't get me wrong. UNC is, like, a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Side note, if you play basketball. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's, like, a giant literature school. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I have no idea.
I know absolutely nothing about UNC, so...
I feel like that's where, like, Michael Jordan played basketball.
Okay.
Like, that's... UNC's the Tar Heels, I believe. Like, it's... Again, for basketball, massive. But... And again, he doesn't even talk about writing. He's just like, I want to study literature, which to me just says, like, read books, which, I mean, all, again, I'm here for. But, like, your entire, like... But he says it in this way where it's, like, so beyond not possible for him to go to this school.
Well, and as though there's not, like, any number...
Of ways to find funding for this?
Or just any number of different schools where you could study literature in the United States of America.
Right? Like, that's... Because so way back when he and Brooke were talking about trying to, like, with the, that guidance counselor episode, when they were trying to, like, find, you know, schools that, like, had basketball and fashion. It's like, mm-hmm. literature, that's literally every university mm-hmm. ever.
And, like, I'm sure there are some that are, like, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Better for it than others.
Well, like, have more, like, the programs, you know? Like, what is the freaking Iowa or whatever, right? Like...
Oh, yeah, like the Iowa Writers Program or, like, I mean, even, like, NYU sounds like yes. It would be more of a...
Absolutely.
Right?
And, again, also, like, this... Like, I wouldn't say that that UNC is, like, a state school, which is such an American thing. But, like, it's still an in-state school.
Yes.
For him.
Yes.
So, like, that also affects money in a positive mm-hmm. way for him. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, whatever. Moral of this story is that Keith is the best and everything sucks.
Yeah.
Because Karen said she was talking to the lawyer who was like had been working on the adoption papers. Mm-hmm. And apparently, since day one of Lucas, since ever, mm-hmm. Keith had set up a college fund for him. And there's money yeah. in there. So as long as Lucas has the grades, he can go wherever he wants, basically.
Yep.
Just stab us while we're down.
I know, right?
Right in the heart. Keith. Right in the heart. Oh.
Man. So then Brooke and Peyton have gone shopping.
Yes.
And Peyton's like, oh, so you're going to like help Haley find a new dress. And Brooke's like, no, this is for me. She's shopping to make herself feel better.
Yeah.
So we get that brief little exchange, and then we see Rachel inside.
Yes.
Trying jeans on in the change room. Mm-hmm. And her phone rings, and she, like, runs to go get it, and then sees that it's just Mouth and, like, tosses the phone aside.
Yeah.
And then is, like, looking at herself in the mirror, and mm-hmm. then, like, smashes her fist into it.
Okay.
Breaking it and slicing up her hand, obviously. Yeah. And Brooke comes out and is like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well, and then that's when, like, God, I keep feeling so torn for Rachel. Because she says, like, he said he liked me. Mm-hmm. And then something like, I need him to like me or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh.
I do feel bad for Rachel because she's yes. obviously a deeply insecure person.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And, like, you haven't seen her parents yet, so, like, who does this girl even have?
Well, yeah, that's because there are no parents in Tree Hill. This was tangent yet Venn diagram adjacent. Why is it called One Tree Hill? We know that they live in Tree Hill.
Because I think there's a point... I think potentially in the first season, I can't quite remember, where Karen says to Lucas, there's only one Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That does sound familiar. I was yeah. having a moment while I was watching it, and all of a sudden I was like, wait, why is it called yeah. One Tree
Hill? Yeah.
Oh. Either way, Brooke and Peyton are... Oh, we cut to Trick.
Yes.
And... Peyton's like finishing up some work. Brooke arrives. Peyton makes a joke about like, oh, of course, Brooke arrives when all the work's done. Oh, and then, because then she's like, oh, we didn't get to finish talking about Jake. And she was like, oh, well, it didn't end up being what I wanted, or some sort of sad comment. Because then that's when Haley shows up, and then we're all like, ooh. And Peyton's like, ooh, awkward.
Right.
And, like, scurries away.
Yeah, but then Haley and Brooke, like, immediately apologize to each other, like, at the same time.
Yes.
So, like, they're all cool.
Yeah.
Brooke's like, don't thank me yet, because, by the way, all that material I was gathering, like, you didn't think he actually wanted to hear that, did you? Like, I'm totally going to use this.
Yes. And you're just like, wait, how is she using this?
I know, right? I completely forgot about this.
Same. I had no idea what was happening until, like, it was happening, and then.
Yeah. And there's a little moment of Brooke and Peyton talking.
Yes.
About Lucas coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Peyton says something about how, like, oh, you must be, like, glad that he's coming back now. And Brooke's like, yeah, but, like, she's like, I also realized, you know, while he was gone, that I'm not as dependent on him as I thought I was. Like, you know, she's got her friends, she's got other things, she's got herself, and it's all pretty good.
Yeah. Her fashion line and me. I can hang out with me or something. And you're just like, oh, no. I can't believe.
Which, by the way, is a fully healthy attitude.
Yes.
In a relationship.
And how it should be, which is why, like, it was this huge, like, realization for her to be like, oh, okay, I figured it out. And Peyton even, like, turns back and is like, you know, like, that's really good. Like, you're awesome to hang out with, like, in that kind of, like, you being okay hanging out by yourself, like, with yourself. Peyton was just like, yeah, it's because you're awesome. And you're just like, oh, no. Why? It's too much.
I suspect that this conversation comes up again.
Well, yeah. It's just so much. I think
this might be weaponized against Brooke at some point.
Against Brooke? Oh, that, like, all of a sudden now she's not needy enough?
I think I don't remember 100%. I do think Peyton might make a comment about how Brooke didn't even really miss Lucas while he was gone.
So, I can't.
But I may be misremembering that.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds totally, like, exactly what would happen. Anyways, whatever. Yay. Fine. So I can't. This is so much drama. I can't handle it.
Yep. But Haley and Nathan arrive, so yay.
Yay.
Brooke is, like, practicing her little speech or whatever it is that she's doing. We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
When Lucas arrives and, you know, they have their little, like, reunion, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he calls her pretty girl and she calls him boyfriend, and I'm like,
I mean, I hate it so much. So
I hate
cute.
It so much.
Yeah, it's so gross. It's literally so gross. Well, and it just always makes me think of, cause remember that season of Gilmore Girls where, like, what's her face is calling, always calls her boyfriend.
Yes.
Boyfriend, but it's really what's his face that, like, it's Marty, who then, like, obviously Rory knows, and it's this whole thing, and you're just like, ugh.
It does always make me think of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, just, like, come up with better terms of endearment, guys. You've got, like, so many to choose from.
Well, and just something that's slightly more unique to each other, because, like, is that all it is that he's a boyfriend and she's a pretty girl? Like, that doesn't even.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much. I don't know why it gets under my skin so much. I mean, I'm sure it's partly because I hate this relationship in general. but I also actually think that if Nathan and Haley were doing this, I would be equally annoyed.
Yeah, that's totally fair. But this is when we learn that there's going to be some sort of sketch show because Bevan comes in. Oh my God. Bless Bevan.
Right.
And apparently Skills is sick.
Yeah.
So she was gonna get Fergie to She's like, I don't know if Fergie, I guess, because Bevan and Skills were going to be playing Nathan and Haley. Mm-hmm. But she says that Fergie can't do it. And she, like, whispers. And you think it's going to be, like, some sort of, like, race card thing. But she's just like, because of his hair.
I know, it's so funny. But also, wouldn't even make sense if it was, about that, because it was going to be Skills anyway.
Oh, I know. It's so funny.
Anyway. Yeah. We find out what is happening with this. Yes. Brooke introduces the reenactment of, like, Nathan and Haley's relationship.
Yes.
each one has, like, a little, like, scene.
Yeah.
Like, poster saying what it is. Like. So we start with Bevan and Fergie. Bevan is wearing Haley's poncho.
Yeah, and she has, like, this big, like, Haley wig on.
Yeah. And it's the first tutor session, basically.
Yeah, where, in, like, he gives her the bracelet and, like...
Yeah. What does he say? Don't say I never gave you no bling.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then it's Brooke and Lucas. And Lucas is wearing this horrible brown wig.
Yes.
And they're doing the night after, like, Nathan collapsed on the basketball court when he comes over to Haley's house.
Yeah.
Brooke, like, takes off her robe and is wearing, like, the most scandalous lingerie. And Haley's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
But the entire scene is just, like, she drops it and, like, Lucas says Nathan is just like, yeah, okay. And he, like, jumps on her.
Right.
And then, like, Haley's like, that's not how it happened. And then Nathan stands up, that's totally what happened.
Oh, man. And then, oh, my God, I think this one was my favorite because Deb is playing Haley and she's wearing her stupid hat. And yes. Then it's Deb and Junk, right?
Yeah.
And he ends up calling her Mrs. Scott at one point.
Yeah.
But she's reenacting, like, when Haley freaks out after, when they first move in together, and she's like, I'm not a wife, I'm just a high school senior. And it's so good because, like, it's just Deb acting like a teenager who's just gotten married freaking out, and it's wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and then there's the one, too, where they've run out of, because people, they keep talking about, like, there's some sort of flu going around, and they're short people. They bring this up a few times because it comes up again later. For reasons. So Brooke gets Nathan to play himself.
Yes.
But it's, like, for their first kiss when he's, like, throwing rocks on the window, but then it's Gigi as Haley, but she just, like, runs up and, like, lays one on him, and then she's like, oh, wait, that was wrong. We should start again. And, like, goes, like, kiss him again. Like, everyone's just, like, laughing, and it's so cute.
Oh, so funny. Oh, my God. And then, oh, my God, this might have been my second favorite one actually, this might be my favorite one. It's Lucas and Brooke again, and it's when they're, like, it's after the whole Haley finds all the porn on Nathan's computer. And they're, like, in the rain, which I actually thought they used, like, beaded curtains.
Yes.
To do the rain. And I was like, oh, my God, that's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
excellent production design.
Yes.
Anyway. Lucas is like, I know I'm a porn freak, and Nathan in the audience is like, hey! So good. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And then we see Peyton watching the whole thing, and then we get another little Jake flashback.
Yeah.
And I don't really think all that much happens other than, like, him saying he doesn't want her to go, but, like, she needs to follow her heart and she needs to go home, basically.
Yeah.
I stopped paying super close attention to all the Peyton and Jake scenes, I'm not gonna lie to you, because I hate this storyline so much.
Well, and because at this point, then, it's just sad Peyton every time, and Jake being, like, such a strong person, and just being, like, you know, if you get there and realize Lucas isn't in your heart, like, I'll still be here. And just, again, saying all the things that you're just like, oh, Jake, why would you ever pick Lucas?
Truly, though, why?
It does make sense.
Who is currently in a relationship with your best friend that already had broken up previously because you two hooked up.
Of you.
Okay. Cool. Great.
I know.
Good decisions being made all around.
Yep.
I mean, listen, Jake absolutely made the correct decision for himself.
Yes. And, like, not in a way that, like, he's not crushed. He's still crushed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, like...
he loves her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There's, like, a little intermission or something.
Yeah, because this is where we get... because Haley and Brooke talk for a second, and then... because Haley's like, oh, Rachel's here. Brooke's like, no, actually, like, I invited her. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then she goes and talks to Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where we find out, like, Brooke asks how her hand is, and we find out that she covered for her at the store, and she's like, I didn't even tell Peyton, like... She's like, I'm keeping your secret, Rachel. Like, I'm not going to tell anybody this happened.
Well, and because she says too, like, or is it later when she explains why? No, it's here. Because Rachel kind of dives a little bit more into, like, the Cooper thing. And she's just like, Brooke says, like, I know heartbreak. And, like, I wouldn't even wish that on my enemy. And, you know, Rachel makes some kind of, like, are you sure? And she's like, no, like, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, oh yes, then Nathan, so Marcus has come.
Yeah.
He accepted Nathan's invitation. So they're talking, and then Haley arrives, and, like, he just wishes them, like, he congratulates them. And this is when they're talking a little bit about how he dropped out. Because Haley offers, she says, if you ever wanted to come back to school, like, I would tutor you. You know, that's, yeah.
And she says something about, like, you know, two people lost their lives that day, but maybe other people found lives that day.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, people are dropping dropping the knowledge here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then. So they're getting ready for the final scene of the night.
Oh, crap.
Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. We're getting ready for the final scene of the night.
Yeah.
And Peyton's like, we can't do it. Like, Mouth is sick.
Yeah.
Too. Like, he can't do this. And Brooke's like, no. Like, we have to, like, we can't. It's the proposal scene. Like, we can't.
Yeah.
Skip this one. And she's like, Lucas, will you do it? Like, you have to do it. And he's like, fine, but I'm not wearing the wig, which, honestly, valid.
Yes.
And Peyton's like, you do know what scene this is, right? And Lucas is like, no. Oh.
It's a whole thing. And, like, Brooke gives a speech. And then I think... oh, yeah, Peyton can't say the lines. Because it's, you know...
yes, because it's, like... it's her and Lucas in a bed.
Yeah.
And there's a brief flashback.
Yes.
Of her holding Jenny.
Saying how
and
she, like...
this is when Jake says that, like, go see, like, if Lucas, like, see if Lucas is still in your heart. If he's not, I'll still be here.
Yeah. Well, because she said something about, like, I went to bed in a fairy tale and I woke up and it's a nightmare. And you're just like, oh, God. For Lucas.
Right. Well, yes. Okay. So then, yeah, she forgets her lines or can't say her lines.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be like, I never want to go home or something.
Yeah.
And Lucas says, I love you or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get a whole Lucas and Peyton montage. And I was like,
Yeah. And then she says, I love you. And then, of course, everyone, like, thinks it's all, like, part of the scene. But, like, Brooke's off on the side and, like, looking and being like,
Yeah, that was, looked pretty real.
Yeah. It was a whole scene.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a little moment where Brooke catches up with Rachel before she's leaving to ask if she's going to be okay. She's like, yeah, I'll be fine. And then there's a scene with Marcus and Haley, right?
Yeah.
And he says, like, it's hard to try and change who you are, but it really helps when people let you.
Yeah.
And Haley's like, So she tells Nathan, she's like, listen, I got to do something. I'll meet you back here. Rachel leaves, gets in her car, calls Cooper, who obviously doesn't answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even when she's talking to Brooke there, she's like, you know, again, that kind of, like, false bravado, like, oh, it's his loss. But then, like, gets in the car and is, like, crying and trying to call him again. You're just like, oh, no.
Yeah. And Haley has decided to go see Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And she says something about, like, what, like, last time I stood in a doorway like this talking to somebody that, like...
trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, with all my instincts screaming at me not to, it was for Nathan.
And this time it's for Nathan, too.
Mm-hmm. But she wants him to come to the wedding.
Yeah. Which I feel like I remember happening, but, like, I don't remember what happens.
I don't know if anything with Dan in particular happens. I don't remember.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, I remember something that happens, but, like, does he actually just go and, like, behave himself? I don't know.
I don't remember, because all the drama I remember from the wedding revolves around something else.
Correct.
A couple other things.
Yeah.
Several other things.
Yeah.
Anyway, Haley says something about, like, God help you if you don't change, and then it's like, cool. There's a brief little scene where, like, the guys from the team are saying goodbye to Lucas as they're leaving Trick, and then he says something to his mom about, like, oh, it's good to be home. And then we get a little scene of, like, him watching Brooke help clean up, looking and they're adorable. Like, oh. Yeah,
something about, like, and he says something about, like, home, and it's kind of in that, like, clearly to, like, tie in with, like, Peyton always talking, Peyton and Jake's whole, like, home and it feels like home, and you're just like, seriously, are we doing this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but then Haley and Nathan get home.
Oh yeah,
back to the apartment. They get to the bedroom and their bedspread is gone. Haley's like, what the hell happened to the bedspread?
Yeah.
And then they turn around and see that Brooke has turned it into a very lovely, simple, elegant wedding gown for Haley.
Yes.
But also I was like, when did she do this? Why do the writers of One Tree Hill think that sewing an entire garment takes like 2 hours?
Yeah, while she was getting everything else ready and
clearly
writing
the
skits.
The department has no input here. Like, I don't know how long y'all think it takes to sew a wedding dress.
Oh my god.
From scratch. Not to mention, like, I... Anyway. Yes. Longer than that.
Yes.
I'm sure she could have repurposed a little bit of what she already had, but, like...
But at the very least, she was doing all the stuff at Trick and, like...
Right.
You know, right? And, like, we saw her go shopping, we saw her do things, like, when, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So then Jake's voiceover finishes of him finishing reading the story, and we see, like, throughout the episode, we've seen, like, as we get his voiceover throughout, there's like a page of a storybook turning.
Yeah.
And we see at the end he's been reading this to Jenny, which I figured what was happening all along. So it's just the two of them alone when he finishes reading the story. And then
Okay, you know how when you're watching the OC and the whole time I was so mad that, like, Seth wasn't what I remembered him to be? Because obviously when I first watched it, it was just like, I turned him into this thing. It's happening with Peyton right now, and I don't like it. It's actually, like, very, it's, I don't like this. I don't like this.
So, yes, Peyton sitting sadly on this bed still.
Yeah.
And Brooke goes to sit with her. And Peyton decides that, sure, why not? This is a great time to tell Brooke that she still has feelings for Lucas. And what? Brooke's like, you care about him like a friend, right?
No. No.
And that's where our episode ends.
Oh my god.
And I was like, girl, keep that to yourself.
Oh, I can't believe that, like, this is what happens. Especially because, like, clearly everyone comes around. Because, like, when the thing happens in the gym, like, I feel like by that point, Brooke and Peyton are cool, right?
I don't know. Are they?
Maybe they're not.
I don't know. I don't know.
And that's just it, because I don't know. But, like, that's... If they're not cool, then we're deep into season four and things are not okay.
Yep.
Because, like, what? But at the very least, this is the last go-around with Brooke, though, right?
Yes. As far as I remember, yes. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, there's others, but yes, at least we're... This, the triangle situation, is slightly... Lucas is the worst. And then, oh, it's making Peyton so bad, and I don't like it.
This is the thing.
Had it been the other
Peyton
way...
Peyton with Lucas is actually the worst.
Yes.
They turn each other into the worst people.
I just.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the first time it happened, was it wrong? Was it bad? Yes. Was it understandable to a degree? Also, yes. What is the point in telling Brooke unless you have intentions to try to be with Lucas?
Yeah.
Like, what is she expecting here? What is she doing here?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's where we end our episode.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for some drama at the wedding.
Oh, man. So we didn't have anybody new.
Nope.
We had Marcus come back, but that was it. Nobody was actually new.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you have as most annoying?
I mean, listen.
Is it Peyton?
It's Peyton.
It's Peyton, yeah.
It's Peyton. 100%.
Because I feel
mostly for this final scene.
Well, and especially because I feel like in so many of the episodes before this, she has, you know, consciously made the choice to not.
Right.
But then now, she's choosing two. And I'm just like, no. You've already, ugh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
It's bad. It's real bad.
Was there anything, like, high school-y in this episode? I kind of feel like not.
Pretty much no, because they're having, like, a wedding rehearsal dinner, and, like, all of it is very wedding-y, and all of it is very not high school at all.
Affair. Oh, man.
Yep.
Did you have a quote of the episode?
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything either. Like, there was just nothing that...
Right?
Kind of stood out in that way of, like... because even, you know, there was something, you know, even the way, like, Karen says something about, like, oh, something, something, your dream. And I'm just like, oh, barf, Lucas, whatever.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not dreaming
about
that.
Because, you know, and she even says, like, when they're talking about Keith, like, he's always with you, always. You make him proud. And you're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Barf. Mostly, again, just because it's...
Yeah, no, for sure. 100%.
And because, too, like, you know, she even says, like, you walked away from basketball to live a long life. What's your next dream, Lucas? He is 17. Like, he has 12,000. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like,
yeah.
Yes. Song of the episode? Spoiler, there's only one right answer.
What? I mean, I was going to go with Middle of Nowhere by Hot Hot Heat just because I hadn't heard that song in so long. And I was like, oh, I forgot about this one.
Obviously. So there's two songs by New Amsterdam, so I guess we're supposed to care about that. There's a Michelle Featherstone song again. I feel like we've had her a few times.
Yeah, we have. And it's like, it plays over the end.
Yeah, it's like the coffee and cigarettes, stuff. It's whatever, and like, oh, I'm supposed to care about this. But no. Continuing with the CanCon responsibilities of a audio program made in Canada. We have to have strict Canadian content rules, guys, here. So yes, Hot Hot Heat, and I was like, oh my god, Hot Hot Heat.
I just, like, completely forgot about this song.
Oh, yeah. And now I just want to listen to Hot Hot Heat so bad.
Yeah.
Man, that was... Was it old at this point? Like, was I...
I don't think so. Was it?
Well, because I can't remember if Hot Hot Heat was, like, high school or university. University. Oh, yeah, no, actually, Elevator was 2005, so that would have been after.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it was late university and post-university. Because, yeah, this was on the second album. This was on Elevator, which was 2005, so... Oh, my God, Hot Hot Heat. Yes.
Right?
So, like, now what? Like, we have the wedding?
Yep.
Which is the season finale?
Yep.
And, like, things happen, y'all.
Things happen. So many things happen in this next episode.
And then
it's a lot of drops.
And I feel like it ends cliffhanger styles, too, right?
Oh, 100% it does.
Right? In that, like,
yep. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. So,
yeah, like, the tiniest little thing says, Nathan and Haley's wedding is a time of great joy. And great sadness. Peyton and Brooke fall out. Obvs. Dan learns the truth about the fire. Intrigue. And Rachel gets publicly drunk and publicly bitter.
Yeah, that's going to end real badly.
And because, like, but the things that I don't remember what. I don't remember how they end up in that place where they all end up at the end.
I do.
In that location?
I do.
I don't quite remember how that fully...
I don't remember it, like, in detail, but I know the general shape of it.
Ooh. Well, I guess everyone's going to have to tune in next week to find out. Mm-hmm. We'll see you then.
Bye.